There have been debates, studies, and articles about the lack of women working in film, both in front of and behind the camera. There's even a think tank at the University of Southern California dedicated to studying that absence. But NPR's Bilal Qureshi reports that the scene is shifting at the big fall film festivals from New York to London and Toronto.
This year's Toronto Film Festival did bring major actresses to the Canadian red carpet. Julianne Moore, Reese Witherspoon, and Juliette Binoche, who stars in Clouds of Sils Maria, as a seasoned actress wrestling with her relevance in a changing film industry.
What's wrong with my acting?
Nothing.
What do I need to do to make you admire me? Do I think too much?
Cameron Bailey is the artistic director of the Toronto Film Festival.
About 5% of the commercial films coming out of Hollywood every year are directed by women. At film festivals, including ours, typically the number's around 20%. So, you know, we're doing four times better than Hollywood, but just woefully inadequate compared to the human population.
So Bailey says this year he challenged his programmers to try harder.
I didn't say to them, go out and find more films by women. I said, find the best films you can, and where there are films by women, we're going to do our best to give them the best profile that we can and make sure that people pay attention.
One of the films that got that attention was the big screen adaptation of the best-selling memoir by Cheryl Strayed, Wild. It stars Reese Witherspoon as a woman who goes on a hike of self-discovery.
Hi! My name is Cheryl. I'm walking the PCT, and I've run out of food. I'm just wondering if you could take me someplace I could get a warm meal.
I love the idea of putting this movie into the world where a woman essentially walks herself back to life.
Bruna Papandrea co-produced Wild through a company she founded with Reese Witherspoon.
We both really shared that goal of really making it our prime focus to develop roles for and about women and also really develop movies with female writers and hopefully for female directors.
One of those who made it to Toronto this year was Gina Prince-Bythewood. She wrote and directed Beyond the Lights. It's a drama about a young R&B singer's struggles to find her place in a music industry that traffics in sex and fantasy.
I need your album out like yesterday, so we got all hands on deck.
It's not done.
Why are you playing with me?
Trey, everybody says I'm special because I have this voice. But I'm just saying what everybody else wants me to say. I need to say something.
Prince-Bythewood says she doesn't feel discriminated against by the industry.
Me as a black female who directs, I'm not discriminated against. What I feel is discriminated against are my choices, which is to focus on black women. Those are just movies that studios are not clamoring to make.
Prince-Bythewood says festivals are international events, and they can highlight a film's marketability to a global audience.
I mean, I cast my film specifically the way it was cast so that it would have a global feel, and really trying to push aside this belief that films with people of color in the cast cannot sell overseas. So getting to Toronto and getting the reaction that we got at Toronto was really important to me.
Women still represent a minority of international filmmakers, but Olivier Assayas, who directed Juliette Binoche in Clouds of Sils Maria, says in his native France, women like Binoche have power throughout their careers.
I come from a history, a tradition that is independent European cinema, and more specifically French independent cinema, where actresses have always had very strong parts. And I mean not just young actresses, also older actresses. You know, you have like major movie stars. Today, Catherine Deneuve or Isabelle Huppert or Juliette or major movie stars there.
And that seems to be the divide between the world of film festivals and the mainstream Hollywood multiplex, says film critic Ruby Rich.
The gender imbalances are still there. They're still around. They really set in the minute the film festival closes up shop. But for a few magic days, you really get to see a much wider breadth of the human experience, and you really can enjoy what the world might look like on screens if everybody got a fair shot at making films.
Bruna Papandrea, the co-producer of Gone Girl and Wild, says even she gets the Hollywood treatment.
Oh my God, it's incredibly frustrating. I mean, the figures are kind of mind-blowing when you look at some of those studies. I mean, like 15% of protagonists in movies are women. I mean, it's mind-blowing.
It's not just a numbers game. It's also about how women are portrayed. 20 years ago, cartoonist Alison Bechdel came up with a little test for that, and film critic Ruby Rich says it still applies.
Here's the Bechdel test. See what films you know that can pass it. One, there has to be more than one woman in a film. Two, they have to actually talk to each other at some point. Three, you got to let them talk about something other than the male character who's going to walk into the room in a minute. Almost no films pass it.
One film that does is The Keeping Room. It's screenwriter Julia Hart's debut.
It's funny, I didn't even know about the Bechdel test when I wrote it. And I think that that was a good thing because it wasn't I wasn't consciously seeing, you know, how many scenes can I put in this movie where women talk about something other than men? I think it comes from writing strong female characters that organically they're just talking about other things. You know, that there are more important things than talking about the men in their life.
The women in her film are left to fend for themselves at the end of the Civil War.
She was supposed to be working with you.
I can't keep my eyes on her all the time. There's work to do, and sometimes you gotta learn what's right.
The film is now at the London Film Festival, and it's divided critics over its feminist take on women's role in war.
What we were doing with The Keeping Room and what I'm trying to do in other projects I'm working on is not to take women and put them in the roles that we see men in. It's not about, like, suddenly this woman is, you know, superhuman strength action hero, like drop kicking 50 assassins at once, you know? What I'm excited to see is honest portrayals of women being the heroes.
In the new film Dukhtar, a mother saves her daughter from a forced marriage in tribal Pakistan. It's Afia Nathaniel's first feature film, and as one of the few women filmmakers in that country, she had to overcome her own set of obstacles. But she found a receptive marketplace in Toronto.
When you're a first-time filmmaker coming from a country like Pakistan that is not known for cinema, and suddenly you're in Toronto, where you have such an embracing audience that understands world cinema, for us, it was completely eye-opening of the possibilities that exist.
Film festivals are featuring richer portraits of women this year, says critic Ruby Rich. But she says that doesn't mean a sustainable change is on its way.
20 years ago, I interviewed Gina Davis on stage, coming off of this little hit movie she made, Thelma and Louise. And she talked about wanting to play complex female characters. But until we have somebody like Reese Witherspoon, no, like 40 Reese Witherspoons, actually doing something about it, actually putting production money out there for women directors, actually putting money out there for screenplays, exploring the lives and thoughts and crises of complicated women characters. Until that happens, we're not going to get anywhere. We're going to be having this conversation in 10 years, in 20 years, in 30 years.
In the meantime, Ruby Rich says you'll find her tucked away in her seat at a film festival. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.